Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So, as I come to the end of my time hosting Open House, all that's left to do now is to say goodbye and thank you. It's been the most enormous privilege being in this chair for the last nearly 3 years. As I said a couple of weeks ago when I announced I was leaving, it's always been a great privilege and a great burden as the program has grown and grown in reach, in what we've done, and especially in how we've sought to do it all. Of all the jobs I've done, it's been the biggest and the most important. In the incredibly rich array of guests we've had and the stories we've told, I've sought to present authentic Christian faith, sometimes warts and all, but also one that's real, generous, sensible, balanced, and especially hopeful. None of it's been spin or overreach. I really do believe, as I've often said, that Christian faith can be good for people and good for our world. Just a few weeks ago, African doctor Andrew Browning told us that 50% of the medical and hospital work that's done in Africa is done by Christian organisations. Imagine what that vast continent would be without it. Open House has never been a one-man band. I want to record tonight my great thanks to Phil Randall and the people from Hope Media who've been supporters and helpers of this program. My great thanks also to our ever-expanding and hugely supportive network of stations around Australia. As I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm very thankful to the two producers I've worked with on Open House, Claire Chait, and especially to my producer of the last couple of years, Kate the Great Cardwell. Remember that name. She's heading off to do television news at Harvey Bay in Queensland. Poor Kate. She's been an untiring, ever-enthusiastic comrade in arms on Open House, always gushing with ideas, and I'm sure we'll see and hear much about her as her career progresses. I'm so glad she'll be getting Sunday nights back so she can go to church. I'll also never stop thanking my wonderful family for all their love and support, for all the schemes, dreams, and opportunities of my life. I could never have done it all without them. Also got to say, I'm so thankful to God for all that He has done through this remarkable program and in my life. I've learnt this, that God can do a great deal with very little. 15 years ago, as you may know, I lost much of everyday life, my job and my health to 2+ years of chronic fatigue syndrome. In the midst of that wilderness, I learnt much of the largeness of God and the frailty of the human condition. I could never have taken on Open House as I have without that whole huge experience. And as I embark on my next endeavour, I equally feel God using it all for good. In January, I'm to become the Director of Public Affairs for the wonderful Hammond Care, an organisation with a rich and vitally important heritage of aged care, dementia care and palliative care. All of it driven by the love of God and the love of people in need, their work, their story, and the authenticity of the Christian faith that drives their purpose. It's also very much my sweet spot. I think it's very often the case that God uses our sweet spots in all their diversity for the good of people and the good of the world. There are two big things I've learnt about life, faith and culture from the hundreds of incredible people we've had on Open House. First, the need for rest, especially the kind of genuine time off and out each week, a rest encapsulated in the much neglected concept of Sabbath rest, which has actually been around since the dawn of creation. Second, the need for personal, private, spiritual nourishment. So, I'm off now for a bit of rest. I need to have that as part of every week. We all actually need it. And I'm also off to take a rest from interviewing all those wonderful authors and start tapping into their wisdom and insights for my own spiritual nourishment. I'm so glad that Open House will return in 2014. I'm thrilled that it will be in the hugely capable hands of Duane Jeffries. I'm sure you'll love him and his work. And I'm so grateful that you've been part of this whole journey. So for the final time, to take us out, the verse that basically says it all: for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Thanks to all our great guests and to you for being with us tonight and through the past nearly 3 years. Good night and God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.